Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're now on the third act of Our Lady. Okay, so the third act was to render us, God, the honor and the glory of the whole creation, which Adam had taken away from us by doing his own human will. Even from her maternal womb, Our Lady cried for love of us, and seeing us offended, and cried with sorrow over guilty man. How these innocent tears moved us and hastened redemption so longed for. This queen dominated us, bound us, and extracted infinite graces from us. She made us bend toward mankind, so much so that we could not resist, nor did we know how to resist her repeated petitions. So here, Our Lady, the third act that Luis, Our Lady, went through was to give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that Adam didn't give to God. And Our Lady wept for God being so offended. And these tears brought about redemption. Okay, so Our Lady dominated God, bound God, and extracted infinite graces from God. So here we see how great Our Lady is. She was the first one,
first human,
to tell God that mankind, all of mankind, is sorry.
Que le dijo a Dios, perdón por toda la humanidad.
And because of that,
redemption
took place.
La redención tomó lugar.
Our Blessed Mother is, she is the mediatrix of all grace.
Nuestra madre es la mediadora de toda la gracia.
And because of her,
y por ella,
we have been redeemed.
Hemos sido redimidos.
What that means is, because of her fiat,
lo que quiere decir es que por su fiat,
Jesus could come to the earth,
Jesús pudo venir a la
tierra, and redeem us.
Y redimirnos.
So at the foot of the cross,
al pie de la cruz,
Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ.
Nuestra madre, fue co-redentora con Cristo.
And now we are redeemed.
Y ahora estamos, somos redimidos.
The reason for redemption,
la razón por la redención,
is so that we will be sanctified.
Es para que seamos santificados.
And that's what the divine will is.
Y eso es lo que es la divina voluntad.
God wants to sanctify us.
Dios nos quiere santificar.
Not just the Protestants say we are saved.
Los protestantes dicen somos salvados.
Salvos.
God wants more than salvation.
Y Dios quiere más que la salvación.
He wants sanctification.
Quiere santificación.
He wants us to be like Him.
Quiere que seamos como Él.
So this is what the divine will teaches us.
Esto es lo que la divina voluntad nos enseña.
How to be divinized.
Cómo ser divinizados.
And to understand divinization,
y para entender la divinización,
you would go to the Epistle of St. Peter.
Vas a la Epístola de San Pablo.
And and Peter talks about divinization.
Y Pedro habla de la divinización.
And that's what St. Augustine told us.
Y eso es lo que San Agustín nos dijo.
God became man,
Dios se hizo hombre,
so that man can become God.
Para que el hombre pudiera ser Dios.
So the holiest place on earth,
el lugar más santo en toda la tierra,
is our house of Loreto.
Es la pequeña casa en Loreto.
That's where divinity,
ahí es donde la divinidad,
was brought to humanity,
vino a la humanidad,
without loss of the divinity.
Sin que se perdiera la divinidad.
And what we're going to learn,
y lo que vamos a aprender,
is the second holiest place on earth,
es el segundo lugar más santo en la tierra,
is Corrado.
Es Corrado.
Because humanity,
porque la humanidad,
Luisa, was called to divinity,
fue llamada a la divinidad,
without loss of her humanity.
Sin perder su humanidad.
It's like the incarnation in reverse.
Es como la encarnación, pero al revés, en lo inverso.
This is what the church is going to teach us.
Esto es lo que la iglesia nos va a enseñar.
And I can't wait.
Que no puede esperar.
For the theologians,
para que los teólogos,
who know so much,
que saben tanto,
will be able to explain to us
que pueden explicarnos a nosotros,
this divinization,
esta divinización,
that St. Peter talked about.
Que San Pedro, habló.
Okay, so.
Okay,
but where did so much power come from, so much influence over divinity itself? Ah, you have understood. It is the power of our divine will acting in the Blessed Mother, which while dominating the Blessed Mother, rendered her dominator of God Himself. Okay, so, see, like I said before, like last night, God wants to be held.
Como dijo anoche, Dios quiere ser sostenido.
So at Christmas,
entonces, en Navidad,
we all should have a baby Jesus,
todos debemos de tener a un bebé Jesús,
that we can hold.
Que podemos sostener.
Okay, our God is very humble.
Nuestro Dios es muy humilde.
And He wants us to be a mother to Him.
Y quiere que seamos como una madre para él.
That's why He said,
por eso dijo,
who is my mother and my brothers?
¿Quién es mi mamá y mis hermanos?
The ones who do the will of the Father.
Los que hacen la voluntad del Padre.
And that's what He's teaching us.
Y eso es lo que nos está enseñando nosotros.
So it's very clear, God wants
Dios quiere
us
nosotros
to control Him.
Que lo controlemos a él.
Okay. To conquer Him.
Que lo conquistemos a él.
See, God is very humble.
Dios es muy humilde.
He's so beautiful.
Él está hermoso.
That He not only came to us as a baby,
que no nada más vino a nosotros como un bebé,
but He now imprisons Himself in the Blessed Sacrament.
Pero ahora se hace prisionero en el sacramento.
Completely at our disposal.
Completamente a nuestra disposición.
Most people receive Jesus in the Holy Communion,
la mayoría de la gente recibe a Jesús en la comunión,
and they're unworthy.
Y no son dignos.
They're in the state of sin.
Están en un estado de pecado.
And yet God surrenders Himself
y sin embargo, Dios
to the sinner.
Se rinde al pecador.
You know, that's why Saint Paul said,
por eso dijo San Pablo,
know what you are receiving,
conoce lo que estás recibiendo,
or you will condemn yourself.
O te vas a condenar tú mismo.
So that's just why it's most important that as Catholics,
por eso es tan importante que como católicos,
we make sure we go to confession.
Aseguremos que vayamos a la confesión.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Bendíceme, Padre, porque he pecado.
All the time.
Todo el tiempo.
If there's a good priest there,
si hay un buen sacerdote ahí,
he will have penance for you.
Él va a tener penitencia para ti.
And like I was telling somebody earlier,
como le estaba comentando a alguien,
he will eat a lot of garlic.
Mucho ajo.
And so you'll have more penance.
Para que tenga más penitencia. Porque va a querer correr de ahí.
No, so it's confession is most important. Like we mentioned, only through confession can you be freed from the devil. Okay, so. Moreover, thank you. How could we resist so innocent a creature possessed by a divine power and divine sanctity of our divine will? See, God can't resist this. Why?
Dios no puede resistir esto porque
it's Himself.
Porque él es él mismo.
Our Lady possessed God.
Nuestra madre poseó a Dios.
In the divine will.
En la divina voluntad.
God is so beautiful.
Dios es tan hermoso.
He is so holy.
Es tan santo.
That he, when he looks at himself,
que cuando él se ve a sí mismo,
he falls in love.
Se enamora.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Ese es el Espíritu Santo.
The Father looking at the Son looking at the Father, is the Holy Spirit.
El Padre viendo al Hijo, el Hijo viendo al Padre, es el Espíritu Santo.
Now, when Our Lady possessed this divine will,
cuando nuestra madre poseó este gran regalo de la divina voluntad,
God is in love
Dios está enamorado
with what Our Lady possesses.
Con lo que po- posee nuestra madre.
Because it's himself.
Porque él es mismo.
He is so beautiful.
Él es tan hermoso.
He is so holy.
Él es tan santo.
That he cannot appear to us.
Que no puede aparecer a nosotros.
We would die.
Nos moriríamos.
He's so beautiful.
Él es tan
that
hermoso.
Our eyes.
Que nuestros ojos.
Could, cannot.
No puede.
Endure him.
Soportarlo.
He's so beautiful.
Él es tan hermoso.
So what he does is he hides
lo que hace es que se esconde
in the Eucharist.
En la Eucaristía.
And he's there all alone.
Y que está ahí completamente solo.
He's the prisoner of love.
Él es el prisionero de amor.
And waiting for us to come to him.
Y esperando que nosotros vayamos a él.
Most of the churches are empty.
La mayoría de las iglesias están vacías.
And Jesus is isolated.
Y Jesús está aislado.
So our job is to fall in love with God.
Entonces nuestro trabajo es enamorarnos de Dios.
So the next line is this. It would be as though resisting ourselves if there's such beauty. We could see our divine qualities in the Blessed Mother, and like waves did the reflections of our sanctity flow over Our Lady. Reflections of divine manners, reflections of divine love, reflections of divine power, and so forth. Our divine will, which was the center of the Blessed Mother, attracted all the reflections of our divine qualities and made itself the crown and defense of the divine dwelling within the Blessed Mother. If this Immaculate Virgin had not had the divine will as the center of her life, all the other qualities, all the other privileges with which we so enriched the Blessed Mother would have been comparatively an absolute nothing. This is what confirmed and preserved the Blessed Mother's many privileges, even more, and every instant it multiplied new ones. So what we have is, now who here reads locutions? Anybody read locutions?
¿Quién lee locuciones?
Okay, Our Lady said,
dijo,
I think in October, November.
En octubre o noviembre.
She's going to teach the world
ella le va a enseñar al mundo
about who she is.
De quién es ella.
Never known before.
Nunca se ha conocido antes.
That is this, the writings of the divine will.
Esto es los escritos de la
because Jesus is teaching us what he knows about his mother.
Porque Jesús nos está enseñando qué sabe él de nuestra madre.
So as you read the prodigies of the Blessed Virgin Mary,
y conforme leamos los prodigios de nuestra madre en la divina voluntad,
you're going to be more in love with the Blessed Mother.
Van a estar más enamorados de nuestra madre santísima.
And therefore more in love with Jesus.
Y de tal manera más enamorados de Jesús.
So everything is interconnected.
Todo está interconectado.
You have Father Gobi.
Tienes a Padre Gobi.
You have Akita, Japan.
Akita en Japón.
You have La Salette.
La Salette.
You have Medjugorje, Garabandal, a lot of visionaries. Who's the one in Costa Rica, in Ecuador? Oh, what's her name? Who?
In Ecuador.
No. I think it was. Who? She's up for beatification. Huh? Is it Patania? Okay. Everything is interconnected. Thank you. Everything's interconnected. And God is talking to everyone.
Dios le está hablando a todos.
He's talking to the Catholics first.
Les está hablando primeramente a los católicos,
but he's also talking to the Protestants.
Pero también está hablando a los protestantes.
He's talking to the Orthodox.
También está hablando a los ortodoxos.
He's talking to the Jews.
A los judíos.
He's talking to the Muslims.
A los musulmanes.
He's talking to everyone.
A todos.
Jesus is the Word.
Jesús es la palabra.
And he's getting ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Y se está preparando para esta diluvio del Espíritu Santo.
And we are called to be part of this.
Y nosotros estamos llamados a ser parte de,
as much as we want.
Por lo más que queramos.
Or as little as we want.
O por tan poquito que queramos.
What's coming is so beautiful.
Lo que viene es tan hermoso.
That the world cannot endure it. What's coming?
El mundo no puede soportar lo que viene.
It's going to be so glorious.
Va a ser tan glorioso.
That It's, as Our Lady said, it's going to be the new heavens and the new earth.
Como dijo nuestra madre, va a ser un nuevo cielo y una nueva tierra.
So, God is putting a puzzle together.
Dios estaba poniendo rocabezas junto.
The main piece is the divine will.
Y la pieza central es la divina voluntad.
But everything else fits together.
Pero todo lo demás, se ata junto.
So when you look at what the Vatican is doing right now,
cuando ves lo que está haciendo el Vaticano ahorita,
talking about the new evangelization,
hablando de la nueva evangelización,
they're not aware yet,
no están conscientes todavía,
that the new evangelization,
que la nueva evangelización,
is the divine will.
Es la divina voluntad.
They don't know it.
No lo saben.
The charismatics,
los carismáticos,
they don't know that this outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
no saben que esta diluvia del Espíritu Santo,
is the spirit that was breathed into Luisa.
Es el espíritu que se le fue soplado a Luisa.
Those that are getting ready for the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary,
aquellos que se están preparando para el triunfo del Inmaculado Corazón de
María, they don't realize that this is the divine will.
No se dan cuenta que esta es la divina voluntad.
Those that are getting ready for the Eucharistic reign of Jesus,
aquellos que se están preparando para el reino de la Eucaristía,
they're not aware that it's because of Luisa Picaretta. So when we look at everything that's out there,
cuando vemos a todo lo que está ahí alrededor,
our job is to recognize,
nuestro trabajo es reconocer,
that God is calling us,
que Dios nos está llamando,
to the ultimate gift.
Al regalo más alto.
And as we read the divine will,
y conforme leamos la
divina as we
voluntad,
study the divine will,
conforme estudiemos la divina voluntad,
as we put into practice the divine will,
conforme lo pongamos en práctica la divina voluntad,
we let go of everything else.
Dejamos ir todo lo demás.
And that's what you're going to see.
Y eso es lo que vamos a ver.
Yes, Jesus is going to test us.
Jesús nos va a probar.
He's going to say, what do you want?
Él te va a decir, ¿qué quieres?
And he always tests us.
Y siempre nos va a probar.
Do you want this?
¿Quieres esto?
Do you want this?
¿Quieres esto?
How about this?
¿Y qué tal esto?
What about that?
¿Y aquello?
How about this?
¿Y aquello?
He says, what's going to make you happy?
¿Qué te va a hacer feliz?
And our response,
¿y nuestra respuesta?
Should be,
debe de ser,
if we're reading the divine will,
si estamos leyendo la divina voluntad,
I want the will of God.
Yo quiero la divina voluntad de Dios.
I want to be linked to Luisa.
Yo quiero ser eslabonado con Luisa.
If we do this, then God says, good.
Si hacemos esto, entonces Dios dice, bien.
And He will give us what we ask for.
Y nos va a dar lo que estamos pidiendo.
Remember what Jesus said?
¿Cuál es lo que dijo Jesús?
How, you know, ask the Father, and how much more will He give you the Holy Spirit? If the
pregúntale
ones who ask.
Pregúntale al Padre, ¿y qué tanto más te va a dar el Espíritu Santo?
He says, ask for anything.
Pregúntale lo que quieras.
But ask for the Holy Spirit and how much the Father will give that to you. The Holy Spirit is what God breathed into
Luisa. El Espíritu Santo es lo que Dios sopló en Luisa.
This is not human.
Esto no es humano.
The saints embraced the will of God
la divina voluntad, o la voluntad de Dios,
in a human way,
en una manera humana,
in a saintly way,
en una manera santa,
in a holy way,
en una manera santa,
but not in the divine will.
Pero no en la divina voluntad.
Now is the time for the divine will.
Ahora es el tiempo de la divina voluntad.
And so God is asking us, what do you want?
Entonces Dios nos está preguntando, ¿qué
every
quieres?
Day Jesus asks us, what do you want?
Todos los días Jesús nos pregunta, ¿qué quieres?
When you receive Holy Communion,
cuando recibes la comunión,
He says, what do you want?
Ahí te pregunta, ¿qué quieres?
Before you go to bed at night,
antes que te acuestes en la noche,
He's going to say, what do you want?
Te va a preguntar, ¿qué quieres?
When you wake up in the morning,
cuando te levantas en la
He
mañana,
says, what do you want?
Te dice, ¿qué es lo que quieres?
See, God gave hell to Lucifer.
Dios le dio el infierno a Lucifer.
That's what Lucifer wanted.
Eso es lo que Lucifer quería.
So we have to say to God,
entonces nosotros le tenemos que decir a Dios,
I want what you want.
Yo quiero lo que tú quieres.
I want this great gift of the divine
yo quiero
will.
Este gran regalo de la divina voluntad.
When we say that to Jesus,
cuando le decimos eso a Jesús,
He is so happy,
él está tan contento,
that someone is finally,
que alguien finalmente,
in your family,
en tu familia,
saying, I want what you want, God.
Que está diciendo, yo quiero lo que tú quieres, Dios.
So you don't have to worry about your family.
No te tienes que preocupar por tu familia.
It's what's so beautiful,
es lo que está hermoso,
is that as you want God in His divine will,
que conforme quieras a Dios en su divina voluntad,
He will take care of your family.
Él se va a encargar de tu familia.
You don't have to worry about it.
No te tienes que preocupar.
So we'll continue.
Pues continuamos.
Where is it?
Here then, that's
oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Secretary. Here then is the reason for which we constitute Our Lady Queen of All, because when we operate, we do it with reason, divine wisdom, divine justice. So everything that's happening,
todo lo que está pasando,
this isn't human.
No es humano.
This is divine.
Es divino.
Our Lady never gave life to her human will, but only our divine will was always intact in Our Lady. How could we say to another creature, "You are to bless me"? Is that where we are? No. Okay, wrong page. You are queen of heaven. You are queen of the sun, queen of the stars, and so on. Is that where we are?
Yes.
And if instead of having our divine will as dominion, she were dominated by her own human will. So again, we're seeing that this life that Our Lady possesses, she's queen of heaven, queen of earth.
Esta vida que nuestra madre posee es reina del cielo y de la tierra.
Her... Oh, no. So instead of having our divine will as dominion...
Entonces, en vez de tener a nuestra divina voluntad como dominio,
if she were dominated by her human will,
si hubiera sido dominada por su voluntad humana,
if that happened,
si hubiera pasado eso,
all the elements, the heavens, the sun, the earth, would have withdrawn from the rule and dominion of Our Lady.
Todos los elementos del sol, la tierra, se hubieran quitado.
Are we reading yet? Okay, okay. All would have cried out in their mute language, "We do not want the Blessed Mother. We are superior to the Blessed Mother because we have never withdrawn from your eternal will. As you created us, so we are." Did you read that? What is that? Okay, are you there?
No. You find it,
Mama?
Oh, you're still on the bottom?
Yeah, we're still on the bottom.
Okay.
So the last sentence. So would the sun have dried up?
Can you see? Okay, second answer back. Okay, so here you're on. Okay.
En español todavía no llegamos a donde tenemos que llegar. Okay.
Okay, all would have cried out in their mute language, "We do not." If Our Lady wasn't in the divine will, all of creation would have said no to the Blessed Mother. Instead, as soon as they all felt the dominion of this excelling Virgin Mary, who almost as their sister, never wanted to know her own human will, but only that of God, not only did they make feasts, but they felt honored to have Mary as their queen, and thronged around the Blessed Mother to court her and to pay tribute to her. The moon, by placing itself as the footstool of her feet, the stars as crown, the suns as the diadem, the angels as servants, the men as the waiting, everyone honored the Blessed Mother and paid to the Blessed Mother their thank you. And there is no honor and glory that cannot be given to our holy divine will, whether it is enacting in us as its own residence or dwelling in Mary. So, now think about this. This is very important. Mary is standing on the moon.
María está pisando la luna.
The sliver of the moon. Which represents Islam.
Que representa el Islam.
Mary is going to conquer the Muslims.
María va a conquistar a los musulmanes.
Not with a sword,
no con una espada,
but with love.
Pero con amor.
This is why Muhammad's daughter,
por eso es que la hija de Mohammed,
Fatima, was named of the area of Fatima.
Fue her name. En área de Fátima.
And the Our Lady of Fatima, because of her,
nuestra señora de Fátima,
not only where was communism stop,
no nada más se paró el comunismo,
but Islam will stop.
Pero el Islam también va a parar. No que paró, que va a parar.
We have to remember that we have a weapon of the rosary.
Acuérdense que tenemos una arma,
and if you pray the rosary every day, Islam will be conquered.
Islam va a ser conquistado.
It's not to be afraid of.
No es de tenerle miedo.
Okay. Volume 15, 323, 23.
Okay, ahora sí está en español.
But do you know?
Oh, where?
The last paragraph, the last, the big one.
Oh.
Uno más.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor. Scalpel. No, okay. But do you know the first act that this noble queen, when coming out of maternal womb, she opened her eyes to the light of this low world? As Our Lady was born, the angels sang ditties to this little celestial baby, and she remained enraptured. Her beautiful soul left her little body, accompanied by throngs of angels, and went around heaven and earth, gathering all the love that God had spread through the whole of creation, and penetrating into heaven. Our Lady came to the foot of our throne and offered us, Triune God, the return of the love of all creation. Our Lady pronounced her first thank you in the name of everyone. So we see that when Adam sinned, everything was silent. There was no praise, no I love yous, no glory. The first thing Our Lady did was to thank God and to praise God.
Yes.
In the name of everyone, in our name.
En el nombre de todos, de nuestro nombre.
And oh, how happy we felt in hearing the thank you of this little baby queen. So we confirmed in the Blessed Mother all the graces, all the gifts, such as to make Our Lady surpass all the other creatures together. Then, throwing herself into our arms, she delighted with us, swimming in this ocean of all contentment, being embellished with a new divine beauty, new divine light, new divine love. Our Lady pleaded once again for all of mankind, and with tears praying to us, Triune God, to let the eternal word descend in order to save her brothers. But as Our Lady was doing this, our holy divine will let her know that she had to descend to the earth. And soon she left our contentment and our joys and departed in order to be to do what? Our holy divine will. A powerful magnet of our divine will was residing on earth in this newborn queen. No longer did the earth appear alien to us. We no longer felt like striking the earth, making use of our divine justice. We had the power of our holy divine will, which this little innocent baby held back our arms, smiled at us from the earth, and turned justice into graces and a sweet smile, to the extent that, unable to resist this sweet enchantment, the eternal word accelerated his course. O prodigy of my divine will, to you everything is due, through you everything is accomplished. There is no greater prodigy than my divine will dwelling in the Blessed Mother. So this paragraph is very important. We have to know
que saber
that Our Lady did this 2,000 years ago.
Que nuestra madre hizo esto hace 2,000 años.
Our Lady is victorious.
Nuestra madre es victoriosa.
The weapon, again, is the Holy Rosary.
El arma es el Santo Rosario.
The scapular that we wear.
El escapulario que traemos, llevamos
puestos. And the sacraments and sacramentals of the church.
Y los sacramentos y los sacramentales de la iglesia.
Our Lady is going to be victorious.
Nuestra madre va a ser victoriosa.
And we have to begin to live that now.
Y tenemos que empezar a vivir eso ahorita.
We don't want to wait another day.
No queremos esperar un día más.
And as we really begin to embrace the Blessed Mother,
y conforme realmente empecemos a abrazar a nuestra Madre Santísima,
as our mother,
como nuestra madre,
watch what's going to happen.
Miren lo que va a pasar.
Your families will come back to God.
Sus familias van a regresar a Dios.
The world is going to come back to God.
El mundo va a regresar a Dios.
God is going to win.
Dios va a ganar.
The devil is going to be destroyed.
El diablo va a ser destruido.
Our lady's going to crush his head.
Nuestra madre le va a aplastar la cabeza.
So when everything seems to be getting bad,
cuando todo parezca que se está convirtiendo en malo,
God is trying to wake up the world.
Dios está tratando de despertar al mundo.
For us,
para nosotros,
when we read and know who Our Lady is,
cuando leemos y sabemos quién es nuestra madre,
we fall more in love with God.
Nosotros nos enamoramos más de Dios.
We fall so in love with God,
nos enamoramos tanto de Dios,
that we are peaceful, joyful, and happy.
Que tenemos paz, júbilo y felicidad.
And there is nothing to worry about.
Y no hay nada de qué preocuparse.
Our Lady is triumphant.
Ella es triunfante.
What she did 2,000 years ago, she's going to do even more now.
Va a ser mucho más ahora.
At Holy Mass,
en la Santa Misa,
there's a prayer.
Hay una oración.
It says, God did wonders in making man.
Que Dios hizo maravillas en crear el hombre.
And then he says, He did even greater wonders
y hasta hizo más grandes maravillas
in redeeming man.
En la redención del hombre.
And what came to mind when I prayed that prayer was God is going to do even greater things with this great gift of the divine will. We haven't seen anything yet. One thing in Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, the work of the holy angels,
una cosa en el trabajo de los ángeles,
a large portion of the angels,
una porción grande de los ángeles,
are bound.
They're like
this. They're bound.
Están atados de los brazos, así, están así.
And when the Lord gives the command,
cuando el Señor dé la orden,
they're going to be unbounded.
Ellos van a ser liberados.
One angel, and there's myriads of angels,
y hay muchísimos,
but one angel,
pero un ángel en particular,
when he is unbounded,
cuando este es liberado,
is greater than all the nuclear weapons going off at once.
Es más poderoso que todas las bombas nucleares si tronaran al mismo tiempo.
Creation hasn't. See, these angels have to perform their duty.
Estos ángeles tienen que hacer su oficio.
For creation to be complete.
Para que la creación esté completa.
Okay, so when God says go,
cuando Dios diga adelante,
like I said yesterday,
como dije ayer,
we're going to see cosmic events occur.
Vamos a ver eventos cósmicos.
This is from the angels.
Esto es de los ángeles.
No one knows what they are.
Nadie sabe lo que son.
But Scripture says,
pero la Escritura dice,
no, Scripture says that it has never been seen
que nunca se ha visto,
and will be never seen again.
Y nunca jamás va a volver a ver, visto.
What's coming is going to make everyone very nervous. If you are close to God,
si tú estás apegado a Dios,
if you've given your fiat,
si le has dado tu fiat,
you'll get through it.
Vas a superarlo.
But if you haven't learned the fiat,
pero si no has aprendido el fiat,
what's coming is going to be so difficult,
lo que viene va a ser tan difícil,
that it would really be a miracle of miracles to survive.
Que realmente sería un milagro de milagros poder sobrevivir.
See, because we're not talking about an earthquake,
porque no estamos hablando de un terremoto,
or, you know, hail coming down.
Granizo, no estamos hablando de cosas.
We're talking about a cosmic event.
Estamos hablando de un evento that, cósmico.
Now think about it.
Piénselo.
The first cosmic event,
el primer evento cósmico,
was divinity became humanity,
se convirtió en humanidad,
without loss of its divinity.
Sin perder la dignidad, fue el primer evento cósmico.
All the angels were overwhelmed by God becoming a man.
Maravillados de que Dios hubiera
they just could not believe that this
no
has happened.
Que esto había pasado.
All of the earth changed at that point.
Toda la tierra cambió en ese punto.
Something is coming that
algo se aproxima que
nobody knows what it is,
que nadie sabe qué es lo que es,
but it's going to be very, very, very amazing for everybody to see.
Pero va a ser realmente algo asombroso para todos.
And we're going to see it.
Y lo vamos a ver.
It's definitely you're not going to be doing this alone.
Realmente no van a estar haciendo esto solo.
Okay, so can I go to Vine 15?
Yes.
Okay. 3:23:23. I was thinking of the sorrowful celestial mama, and my lovable Jesus, moving to my interior, told me, "My daughter, I was the first king of sorrows, and being God, man and God, I had to centralize everything within me in order to have primacy over everything, even over sorrows. Those of my mama were nothing other than the reverberations of mine, which being reflected in the Blessed Mother, made her share in all my sorrows, which piercing her, filled her with such bitterness and pain that she felt herself dying at each reverberation of my sorrows." So we can see again the reflection of Mary's Immaculate Heart to Jesus' Sacred Heart.
Podemos ver la reflexión del Inmaculado Corazón de María al Sagrado Corazón de Jesús.
What Jesus has gone through, we are going to go through.
Por lo que ha pasado Jesús, nosotros vamos a pasar por eso.
Okay. The divine, see, and we're called to be the divine mirror of Jesus.
Nosotros estamos llamados a ser el divino espejo de Jesús.
Okay. So that means that the mirror is Christ crucified.
Y eso significa que el espejo es Cristo crucificado.
And what we want crucified with Jesus,
y lo que queremos es crucificado con Jesús,
is our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin.
Es nuestras preocupaciones, nuestras inquietudes, nuestro pecado.
More? Okay. I got two. So, Jesus has gone through all the suffering.
Jesús ya pasó por todo el sufrimiento.
Next to Jesus, Mary has gone through all the suffering.
Después de Jesús, María ha pasado por todo el sufrimiento.
Next to the Blessed Mother is Luisa, who's
después
gone through all the suffering.
Madre es Luisa la que más ha sufrido.
So these are the three that suffered the most.
Estos son los tres que han sufrido lo mayor. Okay.
The consequences of their suffering,
las consecuencias de sus sufrimientos,
is our peace, joy, and happiness.
Es nuestra paz, el júbilo y felicidad.
They have done it for us.
Ellos ya lo hicieron por nosotros.
Now all of us have to suffer.
Ahora, todos nosotros tenemos que sufrir.
Physical, spiritual, mental, emotional.
Espiritual, físico, emocional.
And what's really important is that
lo que es importante es que
we're just going through a part of what they went through.
Nosotros nada más estamos pasando por una pequeña parte de lo que ellos pasaron.
So we want to thank God
le queremos dar gracias a Dios
for what Jesus, Mary, and Luisa went through.
Por lo que pasaron Jesús, María, y Luisa.
But we want to take them down from the cross,
pero los queremos bajar de la cruz,
so that we can be there just for an instant.
Para que nosotros podamos estar en su lugar por un instante.
Because none of us are strong enough to go through any suffering.
Porque nosotros realmente no somos fuertes para pasar sufrimientos.
So our Lord is asking us,
nuestro Señor nos está pidiendo,
to recognize that suffering is part of this life.
Que reconozcamos que sufrir es parte de esta vida.
They have gone through all the suffering.
Ellos ya pasaron por todos los sufrimientos.
And they're asking us to go through
y nos están pidiendo que nosotros también pasemos por
just a little bit. When I took care of my mom,
cuando cuidaba a mi
and
mamá,
when she died,
cuando murió,
she showed me one thing.
Me enseñó una cosa.
She showed me that she faced death.
Ella enfrentó a la muerte.
And I said this to my spiritual director. I said, my mom faced death like a man.
Mi mamá enfrentó la muerte como un hombre.
And my spiritual director said to me,
y mi director espiritual me dijo a mí,
you're a chauvinist.
Es como machista.
No.
Chauvinist.
Que te gusta ver los shows de chauvinistas de
exhibirte.
Ah, sí.
Que
no.
Te gusta exhibirte.
Exhibitionista,
algo así.
Yeah, and I went. So, anyways, but it's my mom taught me one thing.
Mi mamá me enseñó una cosa.
Many things, but one thing.
Cosas, pero una en particular.
Was that you're here?
Era que estás aquí.
To die well.
Para morir bien.
Yeah. We're here to die well.
Estamos aquí para morir bien.
Which means that, you know, like my tattoo says, we're born to die. No. back onto my motorcycle again. No, it's we're here. I mean, it's just a short moment. Like I said, I never thought of 1980.
Nunca pensé yo de 1980.
Never thought of the year 2000.
Nunca jamás pensé en el año 2000.
And now it's 2015.
Y ahora es 2015.
Time is moving very quickly, and the kingdom is coming.
Y viene el reino.
Our God wants us to get ready.
Y nuestro Dios quiere que nos preparemos.
So therefore, that's why we sacrifice.
Y por eso hacemos sacrificio.
We learn how to sacrifice.
Aprendemos cómo sacrificar.
The reason is you're going to have to give up your heartbeat.
La razón es que vas a tener que dejar tu palpitar.
You're going to have to give up your breath.
Vas a tener que dar tu aliento.
To die.
Para morir.
So every day we learn how to give up a little bit more.
Entonces cada día aprendemos cómo dar un poquito más. Cómo dejar un poquito más.
Yeah. So this is what Jesus is saying. So love sustained the Blessed Mother. Love gave the Blessed Mother life again. Therefore, not only for honor, but also by right of justice, she was the first queen for the immense sea of her sorrows. So we want to participate with Our Lady and Our Lord. While he was saying this, I seemed to see my mama in front of Jesus, and everything that Jesus contained, the sorrows, the piercings of that most holy heart, were reflected in the heart of the sorrowful queen. At those reflections, many swords formed in the heart of the pierced mama, and these swords were marked by the fiat of light, in which Our Lady was circumfused in the midst of so many fiats of a most refulgent light that gave her so much glory that there are no words to narrate it. So we'll stop there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We'll have a 15-minute break.